There are a few musical riffs that are seared into my childhood memories. The opening bars of Billie Jean by Michael Jackson, the big chorus from Let's Get Physical by Olivia Newton-John, and this.
Elvira. Elvira.
That is the hit song Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys, recorded way back in 1981. The group had already been making country and gospel for years by the time that hit song came along. The current lineup of the Oak Ridge Boys has been together on and off since 1973. William Lee Golden, Dwayne Allen, Richard Sturban, and Joe Bonzel are the men behind those impeccable harmonies, and they are still at it. The Oak Ridge Boys have a new CD of hymns and gospels called Rock of Ages, and tenor Joe Bonzel has written a book about life with the band called On the Road with the Oak Ridge Boys. Joe Bonzel joins us from member station WPLN in Nashville. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Rachel. It's an honor to talk to you today. Thank you for that blast from the past there, Elvira.
And in the studio with him is the man with the deep resonant pipes, bass singer Richard Sturban. Welcome to you.
Well, Rachel, it's a pleasure to talk to you as well.
It's a thrill for me, and I promise we're going to talk about your new music. But for the sake of my own nostalgia, may I ask you about this song, Elvira? Do you still play it live, and is it something you dread because you've just done it so many times? How do you feel about this song?
No, Elvira is a big thing for us. We still play it. We don't dread any of it. In fact, it took us from being a well-known country band to being a household name, so we have to sing it every night. It's the law.
Even to this very day, when we hit the intro to that song, people jump to their feet. It's a special song. It's our signature song.
Yeah. The harmonies you guys create are pretty amazing. And I'm just wondering, you've been making music for so long. Do you hear the harmony automatically? Joe, if you sing a note, can you automatically conjure up what note Richard's going to hit to complement it?
I think for the most part we can. When we have a history in gospel music, you know, which is all harmony. We're a four-part harmony group that knows each other inside and out. And then a lot of times, you know, like on this new hymns album, for instance, sometimes if a guy really wants to do a song, like in my case, we're going to pick a bunch of hymns to sing. Man, I want to do I Love to Tell the Story. So, you know, with Dwayne Allen, will say, well, man, if Joe wants to do I Love to Tell the Story, man, let's do it.
I love to tell the story. Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and his love.
You know, sometimes in our buzz, somebody will start singing, and then the rest of us will just join in, and usually the harmony parts fall into place. They really do.
To tell the old story of Jesus and his love.
Did you both grow up with gospel music in your lives?
Yeah, I think we all did. I think our parents, you know, raised us right. They made us go to church whether we wanted to or not when we were young kids. But we learned gospel music. I know the first singing that I ever did, and this is hard to believe, I was a boy soprano.
No, you were not. Are you kidding?
Yeah, in church, in Sunday school, you know. And
wow, that was a big change that happened to you when it came.
In seventh grade, I was still singing tenor. Between seventh grade and eighth grade, my voice made a drastic change. And
what'd your choir teacher say?
She put me in the bass section in the fall of my eighth grade year, and obviously I've been there ever since.
The Oak Ridge Boys are known for making positive music. I read a quote by your bandmate Dwayne Allen, who said, "You don't hear us singing cheating or drinking songs, but loving songs, which we think will last," which is a lovely sentiment. But, you know, country music, come on, what's the good unless you're going to talk about a little cheating and a little drinking?
Well, I guess we've just never been good at it. Call it our gospel background, call it our upbringing, call it what. We're just not good at singing songs about being drunk in a pickup truck in a field, getting hit by grandma by a lightning bolt. I mean, we're just not good at it. So there's enough people that are, so we'll just leave that to them, and we'll try to stay on the high road as much as we can. That's what the Oak Ridge Boys are. That's just what we are.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light
So I want to ask you about touring, because, again, you've done it so long, you know each other so well, and you tour a lot, playing some 150 dates a year. And, Joe, you start your book off with a scene of the band boarding your tour bus, going on yet another road trip. I mean, you have hauled yourselves onto these buses for the last 40-plus years, and yet in that passage you still sound like it's exciting. How do you do that? How do you find the newness of something you've done for so long?
We do enjoy doing it, and I think down deep in our hearts, none of us want to see this thing ever end. Everybody's forward-thinking, man. It's a constant movement to keep the Oak Ridge Boys going until God says it's time to stop, and I think that's the only way we'll stop.
When you're doing a performance, when you're on stage and you look out into the crowd, is it like looking in a mirror? Are the people showing up to your shows of your demographic, or are you getting some younger folks in there?
Well, now listen, there's no doubt about the fact that we're a little older now than we once were. The Oak Ridge Boys are...
Oak Ridge are men, just doesn't sound
Oak
the
Ridge,
same.
Oak Ridge old guys. But and a lot of our crowd has matured with us. Yes, we look out there and see a lot of folks our own age. But the good news is, it's like we've been passed down for generations or something, like an old shirt or something. It's like you got mom and dad, you got grandpa and grandpa, you got their kids and their kids' kids still coming to see the Oak Ridge Boys.
Well, you guys did something cool, though. In 2009, you covered a song by the White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. I want to ask you about this, but first let's listen to this.
I'm gonna fight them all. A seven-nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back.
That song probably garnered us more attention over the last 7-8 years than anything we've done since Elvira. I mean, everybody was blown away that the Oak Ridge Boys are doing Seven Nation Army. The world is like a little tilted on its axis now.
In a good way.
In a good way.
All right, I'm putting you on the spot, but you said it's your signature song and it's my favorite. Do you mind doing a little bit of Elvira for me to go out on?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you what. It's only two of us in here.
I know, but you can do it.
Well, I can give you this. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry wine. And then we can go giddy up.
Oom papa, mow, mow.
Giddy up.
Oom papa, mow, mow.
Hi, oh, silver.
Anyway, I'll take it.
That's how you do two Oak Ridge Boys.
We're kind of lost without our two other partners.
You guys were great. Joe Bonzel, Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys. Joe's new book is called On the Road with the Oak Ridge Boys. The band's new album is called Rock of Ages. It has been such a pleasure. Thanks to you both.
We are honored.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Media. Boom,